Zalman, when he was asked about it, he was a very scientific rabbi, and he obviously got someone in to show him exactly how the microphone works. And the microphone and the radio is exactly the same thing. Basically, what happens as one talks, it records the voice electronically, and the voice that comes out, could, if you wanted to, you could take it out 2 years later. It's just the electronic recording which is replayed afterwards. And because of that, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that any gadol which had previously permitted a microphone had just misunderstood the way it works. It's quite clear in the tshuva of Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe was unclear about microphones, that he hadn't fully understood the workings of the microphone. Because Reb Moshe is unsure if it's the same voice coming out or a different voice. So Reb Shlomo Zalman said that Reb Moshe Feinstein just didn't understand how it works. You know, we've got a big rule in Paschim that we must know. Whenever there's an argument between the Paschim, if the Paschim disagree in logic, then we've got two opinions. But if one Paisik writes that the previous Paisik made a mistake, Shagag, then we don't have two opinions. We've only got one opinion because the one Paisik says that the previous Paisik made a mistake. It's a rule that comes up in Simon Pei Dalet, in Tolom, in the Paschim, that when one Paisik says about another Paisik that he was Shagag, you can't count that as an opinion. So, this was the opinion of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Eliashiv and Kimat all the Gedolim, that a microphone is not the voice of the person that you're hearing. And technically, obviously, that's correct, because all you're hearing is a recording. It's like listening to a bracha on a radio, Rabbosa.
Then, how come Rav Ozna hasn't retracted?
No, that's on a different... Rav Ozna's a different point altogether. Okay, now, the discuss, if you hear somebody saying a bracha on a microphone, you can answer amen. The reason is because a person doesn't have to hear a bracha. If you hear somebody saying Hamotzi Lechem in the Aretz, you cannot be Yotzer with that because you never heard him talking. You heard the radio saying Hamotzi Lechem in the Aretz. So you would have to make a new Hamotzi yourself, but you could answer Amen on his bracha because you don't have to hear a person making a bracha. If you see a person's lips moving and know he's just finished Hamotzi, even though you haven't heard anything, you can say Amen. So when a person says on a microphone, Amotzi Lechem in Aretz Adachasna, you can answer Amen because you know he's finished the bracha, but you can never be Yoitza with somebody else on a microphone. Does everyone understand, Rabbi? So that's why I've taught you many times, the bracha on Zimun, all these other things, when they're done on a microwave, according to most Paschim, a person is not Yoitza, because Zimun also, we all have to hear the first bracha for the Mevarech, as if he was being Moitzias Shomer Ka'oine. Does everyone understand, Rabbi? That's why the Eidach Haredis many years ago put out a thing to warn people to be careful with Zimun, not to do it on a microphone, etc., etc. So these are just the basics of the microphone. You know, I לא אתווכח איתך איך זה עובד. הוא הלך ובדק את כל המיקרופונים. יש לו תשובה ארוכה. No, so the magbirim, what's Safi saying, what happens if you use one of those?
A megaphone.
All the microphones work on the radio system. It's a recording which is afterwards replayed. It's just replayed immediately. If you want, you can replay it in a week's time. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman checked up, that all the microphones work like that. An interesting shaila which Reb Moshe has in another tshuva is what's the isser on Shabbos to use a microphone? So obviously today we know, Rabbi, so that it's not much of a shaila because there's recordings and replayings. You know, it obviously is goes into the shaila of using recorders and everything. But Reb Moshe understood that all it's doing is amplifying your voice itself. Like we know today, it's not that way. Reb Moshe, it's very similar to discussion which revolves around the guys who've got
hearing aids.
Hearing aids don't work on the system. They don't record and replay, apparently. There it's just amplified the voice. This is what I've understood from the Paschim. So it would be pretty much a similar shada. Is there any malacha in a guy who walks around? Can you talk to a guy who's got a hearing aid in his ear on Shabbos?
I don't think you can.
Is there no malach in it, even though it amplifies the voice? So it's an interesting tshuva. Reb Moshe's got one tshuva on microphones, and the very next tshuva is hearing aids. And on microphones, he says it's almost like close to being makabapatish. and it could be other melachos and this and that. And in hearing aids, he says, because it's such a big shasach tchagadol, it's mutter. Maybe tomorrow I'll explain it a little bit more about it, so we'll discuss it.